I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 9 through 11 in the New Living Translation. And it says this, "Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we could just spend this whole time praying by praising you, by giving you that elevated place of highest honor, by seeing you seated at the right hand of the throne of God, Jesus, to see you there, lofty, high, lifted up. There is no one greater. That you have the name that is greater than all names that we could ever name. Even the greatest leaders in the world or the worst leaders in the world, you are higher than them. You are greater than them. Your name is stronger. Your character is finer. Your ways are better. And Lord, Paul reminds us that we should bow, that our knees should buckle at the name of Jesus. And I'm reminded of some times of prayer in years past where I was confronted with evil and I didn't really have all the equipment I needed to be able to combat that evil except this. I said, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," over and over again, because there's something so beautiful, so powerful, so imminent about that name, so other. And so, Lord, for those today who they just don't have words to say all their heartache, but they can say Jesus. So, Jesus, would you rescue those who are broken? Would you rescue those who don't know where their next food is coming from? Would you rescue those who only have the prayer, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus"? Would you rescue them? Would you send others to be an answer to their prayers? Would you help us to be responders to your mercy and to be the answer to someone else's prayer? And Jesus, we choose right now in this moment to give you all the glory. You have created everything. By you, all things are created and all things hold together. Even our crazy lives, you hold everything together. So we honestly just say, you're great. You're amazing. You are all those things. We call upon your name. We call upon your character. We call upon your availability. We call upon your sacrifice. We call upon what you have done in the gospel. We call upon your kingdom, the upside down kingdom. We call upon you, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we choose right now to be quiet. We choose right now to be silent. We choose right now to believe in you. We choose right now to trust that you have a plan, even if we don't understand it. We choose right now to bend our knee, to bend our will, to bend our hearts beneath your lordship, because you have the highest honor. Forgive us for trying to usurp your glory by the way we live our lives. Forgive us for trying to live for ourselves instead of for you. Help us to live in reverential fear, but also just this amazing joy that Paul talks about throughout all of Philippians, of what it is like to be connected with the one who did all those amazing things, who came to earth, who took that position of as a slave, who died a sinner's death on a cross, even though he had no sin. He who had no sin, who knew no sin, became sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in him. What a beautiful name you have. What a beautiful character you have. What a sacrificial way you have loved us. Help us to rest in that today and stop striving and know that you are God. You will be exalted among the nations. You'll be exalted among the earth. And we just need to be quiet and live in reverential fear of you in all the awe-inspiring ways that that means, not shaking and afraid, but so grateful. It's just so grateful for what you've done for us. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this in your amazing, beautiful, astounding name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life overwhelms you, unburden yourself through prayer because God is listening. And I do have another thing I'd like to share with you today. My main goal in creating Pray Every Day is this. I want to see these prayers reach beyond the borders of the United States to countries all over the world. And so I have a map in my office where I am pinning wherever folks are listening. So if you could just take a moment and go to prayeveryday.show, and in the show notes, in the comments, if you could, right below the show notes, if you could share your location in the comments section, that would really be great. And I'll stick you up on the map to find out where you're listening from. So thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it.